balance, I think, and regional scale approach to biodiversity into the future. This is taking this issue away from just being the farm paddock issue to more of a regional scale, and it's about fairness.
So how does it do that, though? What is it? What does that independent report say that, you know, does what you say, you know, address this area of unfairness?
Yeah, so it now takes away the pressures of the Native Vegetation Act being just at the farm scale, where activity is limited by a set of biodiversity rules that apply to farmers that don't apply to land use activity by miners, for example. So that's the first demonstrator, and it goes to, so it takes it away from what's happening just in that paddock to what's happening across the region. The threatened species don't live just on Sally Bryant's farm. They live in a region, they travel corridors, they move around and that sort of stuff, and this gives us greater capacity to manage and protect them and allows farming activity to occur where it was previously locked up, for want of a better word, perversely not achieving an environmental or biodiversity outcome.
So these are recommendations only at this stage. What is the guts of the recommendation from the committee? What are they saying?
Native Vegetation Act to go, amendments to the Threatened Species Act and amendments to parts of the National Parks and Wildlife Services Act in order to create a new act, a new Biodiversity Act, with a lot of the activity to be taken from farm scale, what you can do, and from regional scale, what you need to do from a planning process into the future.
So that's to look at the environment from a strategic regional perspective.
Exactly right, and strategic is where we need to go for everyone's benefit. This is a proper triple bottom line approach. What is needed economically to allow farming activity to get on and do what it needs to do productivity wise without the ridiculous restrictions that currently exist, but also environmentally, to make sure that corridors and there's a capacity for offsetting productive activity into creating better and bigger and more strategic corridors for the biodiversity outcomes, economically, that helps everything overall. So that's the way we're approaching this, and that's the outcome-based way that this government approaches everything.
Now, the New South Wales Farmers Association has welcomed this with some caveats. They say that, you know, they're encouraged by it, but they say they're also looking forward to see how the government actually implements the recommendations. So to use a comment that we use a lot in the country, the devil will be in the detail, and it's all in it, that the planning is all very well, but it's in the enactment of this. Your government has been in power for a full term with no change to native vegetation. How would you answer farmers' concerns that if you are returned in March, that we could well face another full term of no action?
Oh, well, I reject that. That's not the case. This is a seismic move to the right direction, and I absolutely acknowledge the time that it's taken. Let's not forget this, Sally, that this is a highly contested issue. Not everyone agrees with you or me or the farmers or whoever on the need to reform this. It's highly contested. The numbers haven't been there just to click our fingers and change it. So what the government has done is asked the experts to guide us in what we can achieve, and that's what this independent panel's advice is. But I absolutely acknowledge, and you're 100% right, the devil is in the detail, and that detail will come forward very early in the new year before the election, so the community and farmers and all alike can look at the detail and have confidence that if we are returned, that will be converted to legislation.
Now, just finally, it's the end of a particularly difficult week in New South Wales. It's been a horrible week in Sydney, and we're facing the Christmas week next week. What would be your hope for Christmas in New South Wales?
Oh, no tragedy. You know, I think being in Sydney this week, there's a knowing look around the community as I've spent each day taking some time to go to the memorial, laid some flowers there Tuesday morning before I went to the memorial service at St Mary's. There's a knowing look between people, a glance. The community have really come together in Sydney, and I think that's translated across the state and to the country, to be frank. So I think there's an opportunity that everyone's taken a bit of stock of what can happen at the extreme. You know, we're on the world stage for something pretty horrific. The tragedy is enormous. It could have been a lot worse, and I'm just so grateful that it wasn't.